I'm very happy to welcome back to the Radio Cafe Perle Kunanen. She's executive director of the Santa Fe School for the Arts and Sciences, and we have three students from that school with us also here in the cafe: Indu Holdsworth, Juliana Piejovich Montiero, and Clayton Barth. They're all eighth graders, and they're all part of the Hooked on Books program. It's a citywide literacy campaign that started at that school. Welcome, everybody, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
It's my pleasure. So, Perle, you want to just tell us a little bit about Hooked on Books and how it got started?
Sure. It started at our school, at Santa Fe School for the Arts and Sciences, with an expedition where kids asked the question, can one person change the world? And part of that expedition included a community service project. And the kids realized that there were that New Mexico was 50th in literacy in the country. And all of them love books so much. So they thought, what can we do? So they thought, let's use positive peer pressure and get kids all over the city to love reading as much as we do. So they started out with contests that they all came up with. And then they got a big award from Albertsons, $10,000, to give out amazing prizes like bikes and Kindles and iPads and iPods and flights to really cool places. And then they started hearing from kids that they didn't have access to books. They didn't have books in their homes. And sometimes it was really hard for their parents to get them to the library to check books out. And that was an issue. So they decided to do these free bookshelves all over town. And now there are 11. And then the last component was that that a lot of kids were saying, we love to read, but we have a hard time reading. So then we started looking at doing these amazing summer camps. And we actually have, Indu has been in the summer camp. She can tell you a little bit about that.
Okay. The summer camps, we do them, they're completely free. We generally have to do two just because of there's so much demand for them. But they are a free summer camp, and it's basically, we are tutoring children over the course of 2 weeks. They're either going to third or fourth grade, and we're tutoring them in all of their phonics rules and just, like, how to sound things out and also how to, like, figure out the meaning of words. And one of the sad things in New Mexico, though, is that for some of these kids, they're really good readers. They just don't speak English very well. So that was another part of our summer camps, was kind of, like, expanding on English vocabulary for some of them.
So it was actually kids like you teaching other kids?
Yeah, it was I am a middle schooler, so there were a couple of middle schoolers, and then there was at least one adult teacher per camp, but it was mostly high school and middle school students who were there helping tutor.
And what kind of changes did you see from the beginning to the end?
Well, they, on average, for the past 2 years that we've done this, each kid grew, like, their reading level grew one grade level on average after 2 weeks of just, like, it was like the camps were really small, but there were a lot of helpers there to help them. So it was almost like one-on-one. So it was almost like 2 weeks of, like, one-on-one, and their reading level was able to go up one grade level.
Entire grade level. Imagine if you did that for 6 weeks every summer, they'd just go up and up and up each time. I think one of the things also is, if a kid is intimidated by reading, then the cycle starts where they don't like reading, and then the whole thing gets worse.
Yeah, that was also part of it, was we also tried to be very positive about it. Like it was never, no, you're wrong. It was all, like, you're really close. Do you see, what if you look at this part? Or try breaking this down. And throughout the camp, instead of, like, giving them grades, because that's just, like, not cool. Like, it's like, oh my gosh, I didn't get a good grade, I'm not good at this. We had this thing, and it was called the Royal Road, and each kid was earning points in order to get to the end where they would be dubbed a prince, a princess, or a knight, which they were really excited about, and they had a good time. And it was done in a way that if you weren't on task one day, you could make up for it. It wasn't like, oh, you can't do it now. Like, there was a chance for redemption.
Now, Clayton, what's your role in the Hooked on Books program?
I help every Friday. We go out and we have bookshelves all around town And we fill them up with books that we have gotten as donations. And we have bookshelves all around town at the DMV, Income Support Division, the Genevieve Chavez Center, and a lot of other places where kids have to wait a long time. And so instead of getting a parent's phone and playing video games, they can pick up a book and read. And we just want to encourage people to read.
And now, do you see that happening?
Yes. Every Friday when we go and we spread books around, we usually...
You see kids picking them
up? Yeah, we get a few kids that come over and they pick out books and they go and sit down and read them.
What are some of your favorite books?
I really like the Hunger Games series, and my favorite author is James Patterson.
And what about you, Indu?
I also really like the Hunger Games, but I also enjoyed Watership Down and The Book Thief.
Now, Juliana, what is your participation in this whole Hooked on Books program?
Well, like Clayton said, every Friday we go around and deliver the books, and also mostly every Saturday we have our like whole group of Hooked on Books, or our Youth United group, meet, and we judge contests, come up with them, and we sometimes deliver books, or we hand out prizes.
And have you seen also this kind of getting excited about reading thing going on in other students?
Yes. A couple weeks ago, there was like a little girl, and we handed a book to her, and she looked like her face just lit up, and she was so happy.
How did you get hooked on reading?
Well, a couple years ago, I found a book. I don't remember exactly what book it was, but it just got me really into reading, and then I was like, wow, books are amazing, and you should read more.
How do the three of you young people negotiate the choices between all the media that are available, your computers, video games, and all that stuff, and just sitting quietly and reading? First of all, do you read books as opposed to, like, e-books?
I read books just simply because I'm extremely paranoid that I will break an e-book. But, I like to read actual books because I like to, like, write in them. And I think that's something that, like, you can't really do with an e-book. And it's, like, it's kind of, I've tried e-books, and it's just, like, there's something different about reading with an e-book or reading, like, on an actual book.
What about you?
Like Indu said, I really like reading normal books because you can, like, write in them, like Indu said, but I don't really like having them on a device or an ebook because it's kind of hard. Because I like having like a new book and the smell of it.
I know. It's
the whole
true.
Process.
Yeah.
But then this whole thing, are you continually tempted to be doing other kinds of media?
Yes. But, I mean, there's nothing like a good book. I think it's way more entertaining than a movie or video games because it's your imagination. And so when you're watching a movie, it's putting images in your mind, like, oh, look at this. But when you're reading a book, you're making up the images for yourself, so it's so much more entertaining and interesting.
There was a quotation that I think I've said many times on this program, but a child once was asked, I think it was at the BBC, whether they liked TV or radio better, and the child very innocently said, I like the pictures better on the radio. So, let's see. So tomorrow night, you guys have managed to do a very interesting thing, which is you've got a Nobel Prize laureate, the 1976 winner of the Nobel Peace Prize, Betty Williams, who is coming to speak at your school, and then at 6 o'clock she's going to be at the Scottish Rite Temple in a free event that's open to the public at 6 o'clock. Were you guys involved in choosing Betty Williams?
Well, actually what happened was we won a Global Call to Action Award from Peace Jam, and part of us winning the prize was, one, we got to go to Denver and meet a Nobel Peace Prize laureate, Miss Lema Bowie, but we also, another part of that was that a Nobel Peace Prize laureate would come and visit us and help us with our campaign, and so that this is, Betty Williams is said Nobel Peace Prize laureate who is coming to help us as part of the Global Call to Action Award.
And what are you going to talk to her about? How's she going to help you and work with the students?
She's going to hand out the prizes for our latest contest, which was to create an original map from a book. And so she is going to give out the prizes to the winners of that contest.
And we were also kind of hoping that having a Nobel Peace Prize laureate come and, like, be part of our campaign would help get the word out that, like, this is a real thing and that, like, it's worth doing. Not, you know, like, it's not just a bunch of middle schoolers running around Santa Fe. But no, we actually have a purpose and we actually are doing something.
That's what I really love about the fact that they got to meet Lema Bowie and now Betty Williams. Both of them are Nobel Peace Prize winners who are just, you know, what you would say, ordinary citizens, and looked around and said, we can't have this happen in our world anymore. And that's exactly how I feel like these guys are doing, because at the heart of peace are people not turning away from suffering, not turning away from need, and whether that's war or children dying, or whether it's because children are suffering because they don't love to read, and we want to have that happen for all kids. It's like all these kids are spending their Saturdays doing this work, and it's really beautiful. I feel like I'm on the front row seat at seeing something extraordinary happen in our community.
If people are listening to this and they didn't know about Hooked on Books and they want to get involved in one way or another, how do they do so?
Well, they can do a number of things. One, the bookshelves and the summer camp really need sponsors. So they can always come to santafeschool.org on our website and or to nmalliancefortheliteracy.org. Both of those websites will work. They can make a donation. The other big need that I know I've heard from these kids on the way here is the bookshelves desperately need children's picture books. We have so many chapter books, but we really need children's picture books. So two needs.
Yeah, so maybe not so much donating public policy manuals and things like that.
No, we don't. We turn those away. Although, if people do donate adult books or donate adult books to us or to OPSIT, we have OPSIT Bookstore in San Busco, we'll be able to trade those in for children's books. They've been really generous that way.
Excellent. Well, I want to thank you all very much for being here. And once again, tomorrow night, the public is invited at 6 o'clock to the Scottish Rite Temple, where they can hear Betty Williams, 1976 winner of the Nobel Peace Prize and president of the World Centers of Compassion for Children International. And what's she going to be actually talking about?
Well, she'll be being interviewed by students from Youth United from Hooked on Books to talk about her work, her peace work all over the world, and raising awareness about literacy here in New Mexico. And then she'll be handing out prizes to these wonderful contest winners, and hopefully it'll be one of those things they'll remember for the rest of their lives.
I want to thank you all very much for being here. Perli Kunanen is Executive Director of the Santa Fe School for the Arts and Sciences, and Indu Holdsworth, Juliana Piajevich Montiero, and Clayton Barth are all 8th graders at that school. They're part of the Hooked on Books program. Thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you, Mary Charlotte.
Thank you.
Thank you.